Welcome to episode 32 of 2P Start Live. He's Tim.
And he's Ray.
We hope you enjoy the show. But first, trivia for you. We did not have a successful winner from last week. I'm disappointed. You guys should... I was just talking with Tim about this, because Tim was really puzzled what the answer was, and he was really close.
I was on the right track.
Say what track you were on.
Should I? I don't know. Is that...
Yeah, I mean, no one's guessed it. I don't think anyone's going to guess it for a while. So we'll give us some hints here.
I'll say this. It sounded very much like Wii Menu music. And so I started thinking about, you know, first-party titles that were very Wii-oriented. Like they, you know, not a typical franchise.
Right, not a Mario game.
Like a Wii Sports type of thing.
Right.
It's not Wii Sports, but I was on the right track, I guess.
So even if you guys are able to nail which game it is, remember, if you can correctly name where you hear the chime in the game as well, you gain that extra edge against the competition. So,
in fact, I would say if they don't say where it's from, then it's probably just a blind guess, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. I would like to see some specifics on this one, because it's not that hard.
Yeah.
It's not that hard to figure it out. If you have the game, it's not too hard to find it. So here we go. As such, here's our next contest. Leave us a comment or send us an email and tell us what game this chime is from. Remember, if you can correctly name where you hear the chime in the game as well, you gain an extra edge against the competition if your correct entries are only a day apart. So let the guessing begin. Moving on to our topic of the week. This week, I downloaded Dr. Mario as my first WiiWare title and gave that a shot. And I thought we would mention briefly a little bit about Dr. Mario and the WiiWare thing in general. I guess specifically what's very different about the Dr. Mario game as opposed to other WiiWare games is that once I buy the game, I can actually send a kind of a trial demo version to any of my friends. And, I mean, you can't do anything with that demo version as far as single player, right?
No, all you get basically is an online profile of yourself and like a friend list. In fact, so I think you can probably add more friends.
Yeah.
But basically, since Ray sent it to me, you know, he was my only friend on...
In life.
Yeah. And, yeah, so I could only play online against him.
Right. So, yeah, if I open up a room online, he can play against me, but other than that, there's nothing else he can do. But it is very nice, I think, that you let people try it out, when I told you that maybe you should pick up Dr. Mario, what was your first response to me?
I said, why would I do that? Because I hate that game. Something to that effect.
Yeah, because I'm like, why? And you're like, oh, it's like a baby version of Tetris. It's like child's play.
Yeah, that's basically my thought. I mean, Dr. Mario's been around for like almost 20 years. I've certainly played it before, but it seemed so boring to me. Like, I could never get past a couple levels before I was just bored out of my mind and just didn't want to play anymore. I didn't die, I just was like, this is... so basic, and I guess I never really gave it a shot. So when Ray said he was going to send me the demo, I'm like, all right, whatever, I'll give it a shot.
And I was like, yeah, you know, I've been practicing, I've been trying to get myself good, you know, I'm going to do really well. And I'm like, I hope you beat me, though, you know, if this is a baby Tetris thing. And yeah, that first round, you smeared me, man. I was like,
I did.
Dang it, I just really suck at this game.
Oh, man. And I was finally like, oh, good, you know, a game I can really dominate against, and I haven't even played it before.
So like, I was like, hey, you want to play Brawl Online now? No.
Yeah. No, but then you ended up taking me on most of the matches.
Yeah, we started getting a little more even. But, I mean, even after we played and we had some even matches, you know, today you were like, oh, I realized, I forgot that you could press up to drop the piece immediately. Like, I'm like, oh,
yeah,
great.
I didn't.
Now you'll beat me for sure. You're like,
oh, yeah. Well, I totally forgot about that feature. And it wasn't that I was doing bad, but, you know, when you're competing against somebody online, the speed, you have to, you know, first one to get rid of all the viruses wins. So I'm like, man, I'm doing okay, but Rage is just blowing through this. And you can't really look at the other person's screen because you're paying attention to
Cheater.
What you're doing. So
don't screen watch.
No, I kept wanting to just stop and watch what you were doing. And like, okay, what game mechanic am I totally missing out on here? But mm-hmm. I could never really do that. So then I finally figured that out. But yeah, you know, the whole I was pretty impressed with the online demo, because with most demos you can play like either for a certain amount of time or a certain number of levels, and it's just very limited, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And with this, you and I could play forever and it would never stop us, you know,
unless we die. I mean,
yeah,
at some point we will die, but that's a different topic.
That's topic of the week for another week, right?
For a very sad, depressing week. Yeah.
So anyhow,
what's really nice for me about Dr. Mario is it's kind of the perfect WiiWare title,
mm-hmm.
because it kind of proves to me that WiiWare does have a purpose for the Wii. I know, like, you know, I think it was a couple of podcasts ago, I was kind of like, yeah, WiiWare, I don't know, we'll see where it goes. I'm not real excited yet. But I mean, Dr. Mario is like only 93 blocks, I believe. So it doesn't take up a lot of space, and
almost as big as the demo itself.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, the demo's like 85 blocks. It's like, for
it's,
what?
I think it's 88. I'm like, it took a big chunk of my space. I'm like, gosh, how big is the real game? I don't even think I can download
it. 5 blocks bigger.
Yeah.
So yeah, it doesn't take up a lot of file space. You know, it's only $10. You know, which is very cheap game. You're not going to be able to find a $10 Wii game unless you look in the bargain bin of a retailer somewhere.
Sonic and the Secret Rings
might be there, man. That might be $5 now, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
So if we were to enjoy Dr. Mario on the Wii without WiiWare, it would have to be like a $40 to $50 game. And they'd have to mm-hmm. probably flush it out with all kinds of extra features that no one would care about.
Like FMVs, like some big opening scene.
Yeah,
cinematic,
yeah, some
you know?
Story. And, you know, I mean, because basically that's line. What Tetris was kind of doing for a while. I know, like, Tetris Worlds had, like, a story to it. It had all these different ways you could be playing Tetris. But, I mean, for the majority, you just wanted to play Tetris, you know? And it was kind of cool to, you know, have these other things, but it didn't really last. You know, to like, did it really match the $50 price tag sort of thing? So it's nice that you can finally just make a game where it's like, yeah, it's just freaking Dr. Mario. You know, it doesn't need to be anything more or anything less. It's just perfect. You know, I mean, that's a game that really shouldn't be changing much. And they did add Virus Buster mode, which is kind of interesting for multiplayer. But, you know, they didn't do too much with the game. So it's nice that you can bring back old favorites for cheap prices that you don't feel so bad about buying, and you really get your money's worth, I think. So I'm definitely looking forward to seeing what else WiiWare will bring. Like, I don't know, Tetris.
Yeah.
Just a clue.
Yeah, I think, you know, puzzle games are perfect for WiiWare because you'd kind of feel gypped paying $50 for a puzzle game, because you figure development on that type of game is not on par with, like, Grand Theft Auto 4, right?
Right.
I mean, so paying the same price, it just, you know, regardless of how much fun you might have with it, when you look at it, there's not an equality there. So you're like, eh, I don't think so. But, yeah, you know, they just kind of freshened up the visuals and added the online mode and the Virus Buster. And then now it seems like a completely worthwhile purchase.
Yes,
and,
exactly.
You know, there's a reason we've only seen basically two versions of Dr. Mario, you know, the Game Boy and NES one 20 years ago, and then did the one more for the N64. You're not going to have that game every generation because it doesn't change.
Yeah,
you know,
it's
there's
just
not much
Dr. Mario
different. So the only thing we really care about now is being able to play each other online, and that's exactly what they did.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Oh, definitely.
So
I think the comparison between Tetris and GTA is pretty interesting, by the way, because, you know, if they wanted to be like GTA, they'd have to have like the hookers and the drug dealers in the game somewhere. Add that to Tetris.
Right.
you know, no longer is the four blue block, you know, a straight line. It's now like a syringe. You know, you have to slam the syringe down.
Like, yeah, you that got wouldn't high. Work so well. But the graphics would be really good.
Oh, yeah. Though the realism would be intense.
Yeah. Well, the you know, as a testament to the online demo being a good idea, I did buy the game today. Mm-hmm. You know, part of me was like, I could be satisfied just playing against Ray once in a while. And,
yeah,
you know,
definitely.
Get a free game out of it. And that's probably what I'll do most of my time with the game. But, you know, the Virus Buster other game seemed pretty interesting and might be fun for, like, local multiplayer. And just overall was a good experience. And I never would have bought the game or even thought of buying the game if I hadn't played the demo with, you know,
right,
with Ray.
Yeah.
So I really think that, you know, a lot of...
Which proves that they need more demos on WiiWare.
That's what I'm saying, is they really need to do that, because I have no interest in any of the other games, really, because they either seem too expensive for what they are, or if they're cheap, they don't seem that fun. Like, some people were saying that the table tennis game for $5 was actually, you know, decent multiplayer fun as a substitute for Wii Tennis, you know, once in a while. But even for $5, it seems like such a shallow experience that I don't think it would be that worthwhile. But if they had a demo of it and it really was that fun, like just a two-player local demo of one level, then, you know, I think they'd probably sell a lot more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let me read this quote here. IGN recently asked Nintendo of America's senior director of project development some questions about WiiWare, and one of them was, currently there is no way to demo WiiWare games before you buy. Might this change? And they said, we do not intend to have a try-before-you-buy model that requires developers to create demos. There are a variety of places to learn more about WiiWare games, such as the Nintendo Channel, where consumers can find game information for WiiWare together with retail Wii products, Virtual Console, and DS games. That whole interview is just a bunch of baloney, by the way.
I read that whole interview,
oh,
and I'm like,
this is a slop of muck. It's so bad.
All this PR crap, you know. He asks a real question, and they come back with the line like, we do not intend to, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah,
how about this one? I'd love to hear a follow-up question, right?
Here's the question I love the most. We recently had to delete half the games and channels on our systems to make room for two WiiWare titles. Lack of storage space has become a huge problem. What are your thoughts on this issue? Will Nintendo address it soon? Consumers have the option of either deleting the game and downloading it again for no additional Wii points, or transferring the game from Wii to external SD memory card. Like, oh, yeah. Like, dude.
See, anytime they ask a question like that, and you get an answer like that, I just want to hear the follow-up question. So Nintendo doesn't care about external storage. You know, like, so are you saying Nintendo is really far behind the time? You know, like, just something like, you know, just admit it. You know, man up and admit
yeah.
You guys are completely lacking in this department, right?
Yeah, definitely. So I guess to get back to the point, though, it's one thing to learn about a game by reading about it or seeing it. It's another thing to actually play it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I learned a lot about Choo Choo Rocket. Okay, but it wasn't until I actually played the demo that I was like, I want to get this game. You know, same thing mm-hmm. with Jet Grind Radio and lots of the Sega Dreamcast games that I played demos of. I ended up buying them because it was a lot of fun. And I wouldn't have thought about doing that before. So I think they do need to push for the demo stuff a little bit.
Yeah, you know, because there's plenty of times I'll read a review of a game and it gets like a 9-point-something. And I buy it or borrow it or something, and I'm just not that into it. It's just not my type of game,
right,
you know?
Right, yes.
But there's probably plenty of, you know, 7 and 8 rated games that would just be really fun, and not necessarily like the deepest, most, you know, best storyline or anything like that, but are just really fun to play, and to have that opportunity to demo the games really helps that. Now, I guess they did do a study for the 360, you know, which does have demos for every Xbox Live Arcade game and a lot of the standard games too, and they found that in a lot of cases it did not help sell more.
Hmm.
And I think that's likely when your game sucks and people may have accidentally bought it, like, thinking it looked good because the cover looked good or something. Then they got screwed because they buy the game and it's no good. Well, if they had the demo and they could be like, oh, wow, this game sucks. I'm glad I tried it before I bought it, you know? So I guess if you're worried that your game's no good, then you should not put a demo out there for people to play it. But, you know, most of Nintendo's titles anyways are pretty quality stuff, so I don't think it would hurt to put demos out there. So my hope is that with Dr. Mario, you know, they'll track who has demos and who buys it after they get the demo, and they'll see a conversion rate that's high enough to warrant them, you know, making demos of more of their games that come out.
And, you know, to go back earlier to what you're saying about reading a high-scoring review and then not liking the game, does that any of that have to do with my reviews of Sonic games, just out of curiosity?
No, but...
Okay. Like, you read that Sonic and the Secret Ring's got, like, a 7-something, and then you play it, and you're like, this is a 3.
No,
you suck, right?
I knew before your review that it was a 3. What are you talking about? I would never give that game a 3. I'd give it a 1, maybe. It was that bad.
You're too harsh.
you gave, what, Mario Kart, what, an 8.0 or something? 7
something
point something?
Like that, yeah. No, I forget.
Yeah.
We're too lazy to go back and look. It didn't leave a strong enough impression to leave the score imprinted in my mind, but...
Well, it wasn't what it should have been anyway.
Well, we'll see. We still got Black Doom to get to, buddy.
Oh, yeah. Alright, well, I guess that does it for Dr. Mario.
That'll take us to Comic Talk. This week we had our We Quit comic about some various cover designs that did not make it. And this originally kind of started out as a rejected Wii covers sort of idea. Sort of like the rejected Wii channels.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we only did 4. I was too lazy to do more. No, we kind of... What were some of the other ideas that we had? Do we have any other ideas?
Yeah, well, see, the idea, like you said, was first just to keep the cover exactly the same, except replace the woman in the yoga position with other things that would have been funny.
Right.
And so with that idea in mind, there were a couple other ideas. I think one was, like, making it a Mario game like they do with every franchise, so it would have been
The idea is that Mario is out of shape, you know.
Yeah,
and
Super Mario Fitness or something, yeah.
And that kind of stemmed from a different idea that we had where, like, a director was having to talk to Mario about why he couldn't make the game.
Yes.
You know? It's like, well, you're out of shape, you know, we have to kind of brand it differently, like, people aren't going to get it.
Yeah.
So this all kind of came from that.
Yeah, but, so, you know, I gave Ray, you know, 5 or 6... ideas of, you know, the covers. I think one of them had you on it, right, with you just getting completely... Because you said you kept losing weight by playing Wii Fit, and you were already underweight, so you just getting
it's
completely...
It's basically fluctuating. I'm literally right back where I started. It's kind of depressing. Like, I look better. I know I look better, but it's like, I didn't gain any weight.
I'd like to see one of you just... like a skeleton of you, because you played so much, you're just bones now, you know.
But yeah, I wasn't really interested in doing that, doing one of myself, because I'm like, well, Tim always complains about me being in it, so I'll just make sure we just have Tim in the Wii Sit thing.
Yeah, that works.
Which, but another idea of that was we could have Sarah on the board, and then Tim and I could be in the background sitting and waiting, so it'd be Wii Sit. One of our readers kind of caught on to that a little bit, but not quite on the same wavelength.
Yeah. But yeah, I think the idea transformed a tiny bit once I saw Ray's first mock-up, which was the fat guy, and he actually called it Wii Fat, which, when I first thought of it, I did not think of changing the title of the game.
I felt kind of weird changing the title, too, because I felt like I was just being too mean by that point. Like, especially, I guess, with just the fat one.
Well, you know what? He's so fat that it's not, you're not, like, you know, I think you're okay. But, that was like, oh, yeah, totally. That, you know, I should have thought of that initially. But that kind of narrowed our focus of what pictures
What could make it, because then we have to change the title with it.
So then, immediately, the Mario one went out the door, because... It's
There's
like,
no
well,
because
that the joke of that one was to make it look like, you know, the extravagant Mario covers that, you know, like...
Right, yeah.
Well, I guess not Mario Kart, but, you know, like the Mario Sports titles, you know.
The extravagant Mario Kart Wii covers.
Yeah, exactly. Although, Ray, you had an idea of having...
That's right, I did, yeah, where he'd be holding the balance board in front of him, of the like wheel. He's steering with it.
That would have been good.
Floating in the air. All these great ideas we never end up doing.
Yeah, we get some good ideas that just never make it. But
it's like, if they don't make the cut quite enough, then they just have to go. It's like, yeah, this is a funny idea, but it just doesn't fit with everything else, so it's just got to go, which is kind of too bad sometimes.
Yeah, so...
All those comics about Tim, you know, are they all got to go? It's got to be me or both of us, that's it.
Any comic with me making fun of Ray is just... It's gone immediately. But the Wii Fat and the Wii Sit worked perfectly because they kind of sound like the title of the game. And then eventually I came up with Profit, which is a little bit of a stretch, but not really because it makes so much sense with... how well the game is.
And by putting it at the end, people know what's going on by that point. So like, ooh, it's getting trickier.
Yeah.
You know, this thing is all funky.
I was just hoping people aren't like, pro fit? Like, professional fit? What does that mean?
This comic used to be funny.
2 or 3.
F-U to be start.
Yeah.
F-U.
F-U. But the one we had the most trouble with was the Wii Fib, huh?
Oh, totally, yeah. Because we had the idea of like the really thin young girl getting told she was obese and crying about it.
and then I wanted
to use a screenshot of the game actually showing that you're obese. And so I went looking for screenshots of that. I'm like, Nintendo's not going to put out a screenshot saying obese on it.
Yeah, you notice none of the promo videos show fat people on Wii Fit, right?
Right. No one at the 330-pound weight limit.
Right.
Even if I could use a screenshot, it would just be so small you couldn't tell what was going on. So I was just like, you know what, big red screen, you know, just to make it even worse. And so, yeah, we're like, well, what do we change the title to now?
Yeah, because at that point, you'd already, the whole thing was done except for the title. So it wasn't like, at one point we were almost ready to abandon it. Like, maybe we should just think of a different one that,
and I'm like, no,
works.
The nubby knees must prevail.
Yes, keep the nubby knees.
There must be a nub in this comic.
But eventually it just kind of came to me. Like, well, we went through a couple, like Wii Twit, right?
Yeah, Wii Trick.
Wii Trick, like, yeah. But then we fit.
They're lame. Just... And I'm like, those are all weird letters. Because I tried using letters that came from the other Wii. Like, you'll notice Wii Play and Wii Fit. Wii Play, Wii Fit, and Wii Sports all have, you know, letters in that font. So I borrow those letters for the covers. So when you get to like Wii Trick, I'm like, dude, I don't have material for that.
Find those letters.
Yeah. Yeah, you find them. I'll get working on that.
But it worked out because they're all three-letter words that we added, and, you know, they all fit, so.
Well, with every great comic comes great comments, and this week's suggestion box was no different. My comment of the week goes to Guillermo, who said, nice podcast. Also, kind of off topic, I can solve a Rubik's Cube in 20-ish seconds, and in 40-ish seconds one-handed. I was like, wow. Where's the proof, though, obviously? And he posted a YouTube video of himself solving a Rubik's Cube one-handed in 42 seconds. And I'm like, you gotta get some kind of a trophy for that, so definitely it's suggestion box. I had to throw you in.
I actually asked for a Rubik's Cube for Christmas from Sarah, and she got it for me just because I was, you know, I get bored at work sometimes and I just need something to do with my hands. Let's be honest here.
But now that you're on Facebook, all that has changed.
Yeah, that's true. So, but no, I can solve a Rubik's Cube in like an hour. But so I'm pretty impressed with the 40 seconds
with one hand.
Well,
I thought two hands were so much better than one hand, Tim.
They are. That's why you can do it in half the time.
Yeah.
But I'm with Andrew. He must have a lubed up Rubik's Cube because with two hands, a Rubik's Cube does not turn very well. It doesn't snap into place. It just doesn't work well.
Well, so, I know mine is so old and I never use it that that's how it behaves for me. It's like, creak.
Yeah.
Like, it's been 10 years, Ray. I'm not going to be fluid anymore.
I don't know if they break them in or if they have like professional grade Rubik's Cubes or something.
It's like a machine. It's like a machine that you put it in and it spins it all the cycles.
After
like
about
a paint mixer sort of thing.
After about a million rotations, it loosens up a bit. All right, well, my comment of the week goes to Dragonblader1.
Oh, God.
Who said...
How'd I know he would be getting this at some point? I just knew. Somewhere down the line, this kid was going to get it.
Well, here's why he gets it. He says, I think that in the Wii Fat panel, Ray should have had the Wii Fat guy be bending the board thingy. What's it called? Under his foot. Or breaking it or something. And, yeah, Dragonblader 1, that's a good idea. And that's why we had that happen in the comic. And that's why about two comments later, maybe the next comment, he corrected himself. Saying, oh my gosh, yeah, I just realized it. He says,
that's really funny.
He says, crap, I must be blind. The Wii Fat guy is already crushing the Wii board thingy under his foot. I blame Rio Luke.
And, was it because there weren't any dragons in it? Like, maybe the balance board should have had, like, a dragon on it, and then he would have seen it.
Yeah, exactly. His eyes would have been drawn right to it, right?
I think maybe this comic, we need to sneak a dragon in somewhere and see if he can find it. Because basically, Dragonblader 1 has been asking for dragons in the comic for some time now. And maybe one of these days we'll sneak it in.
Well, sneak a dragon in, and then, like, a copy of the DS box for The World Ends With You.
Yeah.
Sitting on
somewhere in the background.
So yeah, you asked for dragons and you asked for The World Ends With You, so you got it.
Someone could be wearing headphones and we could say that they're listening to the soundtrack and we could get by it that way.
That's a stretch.
Well, I've got the soundtrack, so I mean technically I could be listening to it.
Alright, I'll buy it. I don't think they'll agree, but
you'll buy the soundtrack?
No. I'll buy never mind. But, no, at Dragonblader 1, what we actually did was we saw your comment, and we thought, wow, that's such a good idea.
Okay. We went back and changed
it. So Ray really quickly went in and changed it and posted it before you could check back and look, so...
No, it was definitely there the whole time. Yeah. It just isn't as... But I think he is right, because it's not real obvious. I wanted to make it really obvious, and it didn't turn out that way, but it's still there. So it became more of a kind of a subtle joke.
Well, the only thing I could have, the only way I would have improved on this comic was
if you did it yourself.
If I did it myself, no.
Tim's take.
No, please don't say
part
that.
Part two.
Edit. Was if the resolution of the boxes was bigger, like not necessarily in the comic. Yeah, I guess in the comic, I feel like I kind of had to look real closely at each one. But I guess one after the other would have made for a really, really long comic, you know?
Yeah, I was worried that putting it 2x2 was messing with the flow of the comic. Mm-hmm. I wondered if maybe the flow would be better if you kept moving down, and you know, as you scroll down, you kept seeing more. But we only had four, so it wasn't like there was a lot of room, you know? Yeah, some comics is hilarious because it just keeps going, like the Mario Kart one with all the items, they just keep coming.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, when I've only got four covers, I'm like, you know, let's just put these all together, make it a little group effort.
Yeah.
At least they have each other.
Well, and kudos for the custom logo, because I kind of just figured you'd reuse the balance board.
Hmm.
But
yeah, me too, actually.
I liked it. But
thanks.
You know, since you're so into making custom logos, you really ought to go mm-hmm. back to all our old comics and make custom logos for all the old ones.
Mm-hmm.
I think that'd be
How much does that pay per hour, by the way?
I'll tell you what. Whatever Project Wonderful gives us on that given day, you get 50%. Just do one a week, and you'll be done in, you know, 6 months.
It wouldn't take you long to scoop that money out of our swimming pool, would it?
No, it wouldn't.
All the money is just flowing into the gutters, but I don't see any of it.
Oh, when there's money to be talked about. You'll hear about it.
All right. Well, Tim, I think it's time for the most haunted segment of the 2P Start Live podcast, the dreaded Black Doom Award. Each week, Tim and I both mention a terrible choice made related to video games in honor of the worst character Sonic Team has ever created. Doll Tails. I mean, Black Doom.
Black So, gosh, I thought I had a second one, but I guess the first one will have to do. Mine goes to all the knockoff companies out there making guitar peripherals, and Best Buy for stalking every single one of them.
That's a good one.
They have their own, in my Best Buy, they have their own aisle dedicated just to music-based video games. Not like a little end aisle where they do the demos, you know, you can play Rock Band and Guitar Hero. They have those separately, but they have a full aisle, like, you know, an aisle where all the Wii and DS games are. That length, left and right, for just basically guitar peripherals and microphones and that sort of thing. And I'm like, you know, I 6 months ago, you go in there and you say, oh, there's that some third-party one or a couple third-party ones. But there were at least a dozen third-party guitars for PlayStation 2.
Separate third party is what you're saying.
Separate third party.
Like 12 different third parties?
Just for like PS2. And then there was one for the Wii. And there was, I don't know how many there were for, I don't know that there's a three, there's definitely not a 360 one. I don't know about PS3.
And PS3, no one even bothers.
So. I don't think so, yeah. But, I mean,
how, do they have any games, by the way?
I think their first one comes out in the holiday time frame.
Keep my eye out.
Anyhow, I just couldn't believe like how many there were, and none of them look like they're of very high quality. A couple of them were fairly inexpensive, like $35 or something, so I guess if you're pretty desperate for a second guitar and you don't want to spend a lot of money, you know,
that's a lot of money.
Yeah, but you know, like, they got one for every like age group. There's the girly one, you know, for the preteen girls. It's like,
hey,
like
I like that one. No, I'm kidding.
I'm just blown away. Now, I do have to say though, I'm okay with Best Buy stocking them all, I guess, because amidst all of the crap, they, I think because they stock so many of them, they actually had to clearance Guitar Hero 2 with the guitar for the 360 for $27.
Oh my gosh.
I saw the sign and I'm like, something's wrong here. So I took one up and they like, yeah, it's $27. That's weird. So I bought four of them. And, you know, my brother always wanted the game, so I got him a couple so he could have two guitars, and I have a friend, you know. So I'm sharing the love a little bit, but I'm pretty happy about that purchase.
Yeah, dang. So see, the Black Doom turned into something wonderful for you.
The Black Doom turned into... What's the opposite of Black Doom?
Chaos Emerald.
A Chaos Emerald. It turned into a Chaos Emerald.
You like how fast I said that, too? Yeah, there's no question in my mind.
Too much. That was, there was no editing going on right there. That was... Oh, man. Off the top of his head.
All right. Well, my Black Doom Award goes to Mario Kart Wii.
Are you... What? Again?
I'm not done with this thing, man.
Oh, my gosh. This is going to be the tournament, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Tournament 3. There's a new tournament up that you can play. And, you know, you kind of bogged down about the tournaments before, right? Because you had to do a specific kind of control scheme, right? And I didn't have any problem with that. But the reason why I have a problem with Tournament 3 is because it's a battle against one of the bosses from Super Mario Galaxy. It's one of the little twister what are they called?
Yeah, some twister.
They spin around. They're spinners. It's a spinner thing. It spins around, and you have to try to bump it off the edge, I believe. I haven't actually played it yet, but I've seen some pictures, and I know exactly what's going on here. And it's like, wow, there's a Super Mario Galaxy boss in Mario Kart Wii. That's really cool. And then I'm like, wait a minute. No, that's not. That's not cool at all. And the reason it's not cool is because you can only do it as part of the tournament. Like, once this tournament's up, you can never play that ever again.
Yeah, that's really,
it's like, really so frustrating it's like, to me. You don't have to download these tournaments, right?
They're or on are they, the disc.
Are they on disc?
Yes.
Because I kind of wonder if they're not. I kind of wonder if...
Okay, there's no way you download them, because look how slow it takes, you know, how long it takes to do anything on the Wii.
Yeah.
Downloading, you
know? It's gotta be on the disc. So yeah, it's very frustrating that you have something on the disc that you'll only be able to play once for like 2 weeks, and then that's it! You know, if you turn on your game 20 years from now, you're not going to have that around. You're not going to be able to play that, ever. And so this Black Doom really kind of spreads towards my feelings about online video games. Anytime you have something where, you know, you can do online this, but only if you're online, it's like, that really sucks because, like, 10 years from now, I'm not going to be able to do that because those servers are going to be done. No one's going to be playing, you know. It's kind of like the whole World of Warcraft thing, you know? You can have a really awesome character, but later on in life, I got news for you. It's like, oh, I can't look at anything because, well, can't go online anymore. And who knows, maybe it'll still last 50 years. I have no idea, but...
But it does make you wonder, you know, the games that we think of as classics that stand the test of time are, you know, there's nothing about them.
They're going to be obsolete in a way. They're going to be like a floppy disk. Like, oh, look, I can't use this anymore. It's, you know, it's useless.
Yeah, so
can't put it in anywhere.
It makes you wonder, yeah, 20 years from now, are there going to be classic titles from the year 2008, you know, like...
Right.
Maybe not, you know, we're not there yet where everything's online, but you can't really pop the game in. Yeah, you're right, if the servers are all done because there's no money in it anymore, you know?
Right. And that's why I'm kind of like, you know... I like games that are just solid as themselves, and then you can take it online as well.
Right.
You know, so like Smash Brothers, for instance, like sometime that online mode's not going to be working anymore, and frankly, it's not really working right now anyways. But you know, it's like, oh, you know, you're going to be like, oh, well, you know, big deal. I still have the entire frickin' game right in front of me. The only thing you're going to miss out on is like spectator mode. It's like, big deal, you know. Things like Mario Kart, you start to go into a bad territory for me, where I want to be able to play that. You know, it's like there should be a mission mode like there was in the DS version.
Well, what I think they should do is if they...
At least make it playable again, yeah.
Well, yeah, like, they can time lock stuff on the disc or something, right? So they should make it, you know, the first time you play this certain thing is in the tournament, whether it's, you know, this week's tournament or 6 months from now. It's that particular thing can only be played now. And then once the tournament's over, it's unlocked on the disc to go back and play whenever you
right.
want to.
Yeah, and it's then like previous tournaments. And then you can have your own high scores for yourself and try to just beat it with your friends and whatnot.
Right, and then you have something new that comes along every couple weeks to do, you know, some new mission or some new thing to try. And for say they do it for a year or 2 years of tournaments or whatever, you know, that gives the game quite a bit of longevity. And then 10 years from now, those things are still playable on the disc, you know?
Yeah, you'd be like, oh my gosh, I remember this. This is awesome.
Yeah. So, I guess it's possible that they just
they
are
have
keeping
that
this
going.
All
yeah,
secret, and they're really going to do that, but we don't know yet. But I really, really, really doubt it, so...
We'll see.
So, your Black Doom award is valid.
Yes, and if they do eventually go through with what we want them to do, then it'll have to be lifted. But
it will be. Yes.
As of right now, it's not looking good.
No, I'm not banking on it. No.
Well, that will do it for this edition of Two Piece Starts Live. Join us every Wednesday for a brand new comic, and every Monday for a brand new podcast, just like the one you heard here. Except better. With that, he's Tim.
And he is Ray.
And we will see you next week.
Bye-bye.
You know, by the way, there was a comment about how somebody liked the podcast better than the comics.
Yeah, somebody did say that.
So it looks like I'm doing my job, and you got to start doing yours, buddy.
You know what? That's one person out of thousands, out of a sea of fans that give me money every week. Oh, wait, shoot. I shouldn't have told you.
You just turn on, you just open up your faucet, it just starts flowing right into your glasses.
There's a secret subscription mode where nobody gets to look at the comic unless they pay me first. I forgot to mention that one. Yeah.